Jamal Cole is the founder and the CEO of My Block, My Hood, My City, and he is spending 30 days, about a month, in every single one of Chicago's 77 neighborhoods. And where did you land today, Jamal?
Hello, Lisa. Thank you for having me every month for the last 10 months. I'm in Brighton Park right now. So I'm in Brighton Park, and next month is Hegelish. But yeah, that's where I'm at, Brighton Park on 38th and Sacramento. That's where I'm at.
How did they do with the shoveling and snow plowing in Brighton Park?
People need help. When the city gets overwhelmed by Mother Nature, you know, a lot of the elders need help. And so they were able to reach out to my organization, and we were able to connect volunteers, not only in Brighton Park, but volunteers all over the city with elders in those areas to help them shovel snow in the area. So if anybody needs support, elders especially, we prioritize our elders. They can go to our website, formyblock.org, and sign up for and if you want to volunteer, if you want to be a volunteer and shovel snow in your community, we will match you with the elder in your neighborhood so you can shovel the snow there. But it's not got a battery in our back, and we're doing the best we can. We had a lot of requests, though, over 500 requests.
Yeah, and that's a little overwhelming because just trying to schedule that with volunteers seems like it would take a huge staff to accomplish.
Yeah, we're a small staff, actually, everybody's got a big heart. Ashley, she's our volunteer coordinator, so she was over the weekend fielding a lot of calls, definitely connecting a lot of volunteers. And what's cool, though, is just getting the testimonials from the volunteers when they reach back out and they say, hey, you know, one volunteer said, thank you, Mr. Cole, for sending someone to my job. They did an excellent job shoveling and very courteous. What a blessing. Thanks again, and God bless you and your crew. So, a lot of people don't see that goes on, but, yeah, we – thank you to all the volunteers that answered the call. And, we have an army of volunteers that support My Block, My Hood, My City. We are gratefully blessed.
Yeah, the work you do is amazing. And are some of the volunteers that are shoveling snow some of the kids that you bring into the city or that you help support throughout the year?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. As far as to get out of our store program, they have to volunteer. We try to build trust, confidence, generosity, and reciprocity in our students. So it's not only about exposure, but it's about building them up to be great citizens. And so Chicago is a reflection of who we are, and it's our responsibility to make it what we want. And so, yeah, we make sure all of our students are volunteering and they can get service learning hours for college as well.
That's wonderful. How's it going with holiday decorating? That's coming up this Saturday, right?
Yes, thank you for asking, Lisa. Yes, yes, yes. December 6th at noon, we are hanging holiday lights on King Drive, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. If you go down King Drive right now, you see police car lights, you see helicopter lights. We are interrupting that trauma and inspiring hope by hanging holiday lights on King Drive. And so we need volunteers to do it. We need people to show up on December 6th at 85th and King Drive. Go to our website, formyblock.org, and sign up. We need donations to make it happen. We're decorating 500 homes for free, making sure people have trees, making sure people have toys, making sure that downtown is as magnificent. Southside needs to be as magnificent as downtown, because what's so magnificent about, Michigan Avenue is not made for everybody. You know, we want everybody to come down Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and shine some light on the people that need it the most.
Yeah, and it's Cyber Monday, and don't you have an Amazon wish list so that people could buy lights for someone's house or a business along Martin Luther King Jr. Drive?
Absolutely, yep. Go to our website or our Instagram, My Block, My Hood, My City, and you can sign up to volunteer or get something on the wish list. A lot of kids never have seen a Christmas tree their whole life. A lot of kids don't got no toys, and this is a fact. And so you can go to our Amazon wish list. The toys will be there before December 6th. Go buy a toy. Go buy a wreath for a door. Go buy some ribbons. Go buy some bows. Go buy some books. There's a plethora of things in our Amazon wish list, but it's all going towards families that need it to make the holidays brighter for them.
Yeah, and you know what? Lean into toys that feature characters of color. You know, if it's a Barbie or a soldier, whatever it might be, make sure that you choose a variety of colors because you represent a variety of kids and you want them to have toys that look like them.
Absolutely, absolutely. One year, down King Drive, I gave everybody Frederick Douglass biographies, but that didn't go over well, so we need some more toys. We need some more toys out here. So please go to our Amazon wish list and get us some toys for these kids.
What kind of food are you eating in Brighton Park these days?
Well, first of all, shout out to Tia Louise. You know, I'm always over there eating stuff like flank steak and things out here. And I don't know how to pronounce half the stuff I eat, but thankful to people in Brighton Park for making me try to pronounce it. You know, I've been eating, I've had the soy tamales. And, you know, I finally learned how to eat them. I know people are going to laugh, but my whole life I was eating tamales with a husk on them. And so people started laughing at me and saying,
oh, no.
I was like, these are too hard. But they're like, you're not supposed to eat them with the husk. I thought it was a burrito my whole life, but now they've taught me how to eat the tamales here. And, you know, it tastes just like, you know, turkey. It tastes like Thanksgiving dressing with chicken in it. So it's amazing. So I've been eating a lot of tamales. It's one of my favorite foods now. So
Oh, dear God. I can't imagine trying to eat it with the husk on it.
Yeah. Also, Lisa, you got to try Falco's Pizza, 2806 West 40th Street. Falco's Pizza, I'm telling you, they got the best wings in the city, the honey habanero wings and the pizza. They got extra cheese on it. Just anybody that's in this area knows Falco's Pizza is on fire. And that's a new hidden gem restaurant for me for sure.
Someone on our text line is saying, please ask Jamal to write a book. I would buy it in a heartbeat. I hope that you are journaling and you are videotaping, right?
Yeah, definitely doing a podcast every month and definitely writing almost 1,000 words every other day. And we definitely do a lot of video, a lot of podcasts coming in the new year. You'll see the podcast starting out in the new year. And also, I'm definitely looking forward to releasing a book. But really, the point is really to study the assets of the neighborhood and to connect people to the power that exists in their neighborhood to uplift what's going on here. The Brighton Park Neighborhood Council has been doing work here since early 2000s with the schools. There's a lot of issues around ICE going on. There's just so much civic energy in Brighton Park, and I'm trying to get Alderman Ramirez. Oh my Lord, she's just an amazing human being.
She's a powerhouse. That one.
Oh gosh, she is amazing, and she's hanging out with my son. I know she's about to welcome a child soon. Blessings to her and her family. But yes, it's been Esperanza, free health clinic in the community. I mean, Archer Avenue might as well be the artery to the city. It stretches from State Street all the way to Maywood. It's just so many things going on Archer. So I've really expanded my worldview and my waistline, these tacos and Brighton Park for sure.
Yeah, a final text came in, said, Lisa, I love living vicariously through this gentleman traveling through Chicago neighborhoods. However, we're going to have to find him a vegetable or two.
That sounds like my mom. Yeah, that sounds like my mom. So, yeah. Hey, the grocery stores in Brighton Park, I'm telling you, I've never been in Mexico, but I hear they remind people of the markets back home in Mexico because every vegetable you could think of. I mean, I'm from Chatham on the south side, so, we got Jewel, we got the grocery stores, but the vegetable aisles in the grocery stores in Brighton Park, they got every pepper you ever seen in your life, every vegetable you ever seen in your life. Nobody even speaks, English is a second language in Brighton Park. So you can literally, come straight from Mexico, come right to Brighton Park and plug in because the community is just, it's a lot of love here. It's I haven't seen any, in Chicago, you give what you get, It's been a great time for me. They've embraced me and I love Brighton Park. I love a lot of communities in Chicago. It's great.
That's wonderful. All right. Tell everybody your website again so they can help either with holiday decorating or support what you do year round.
Lisa, thank you again. This is Jamal Cole from My Block, My Hood, My City. We're at the Red Cross of the Hood. We take care of people no matter what. Our website is formyblock.org. That's formyblock.org. Sign up to volunteer this weekend for our holiday lights campaign. We put lights on MLK Drive. We need donations, we need volunteers, we need toys on our wish list. Go to our website, formyblock.org, and sign up to volunteer or make a donation. Of course, you can follow my journey throughout Chicago where I'm uplifting the assets of these neighborhoods at formyblock.org as well. Thank you, Lisa, for journaling or for helping me out these last 10 months. You've been shining a light on what I'm doing. We got about 6 years to go, so Hegelish is up next, and I'll check in with you from Hegelish next month.